Winter Pleasures. After some sexy online flirting, two lovers enjoy their first time together. By Posy Churchgate. Cherry opened the email and scanned its contents, her excitement growing as she took in the information it contained, flight details and check-in numbers. She checked the dates. Mid-January, just when the winter blues tended to hit the hardest. Her elation soared. Sylvan was an absolute darling. This was exactly the pick-me-up she needed, but it would also be their first time together. Just her and Sylvan for 4 days and three nights. This break in an alpine chalet represented the culmination of months of escalating flirting, which became steamy hot sexting. Cherry could hardly wait to revel in all the sensual delights he'd promised and to reciprocate in kind. She wanted to know Sylvan inside out, to experience his gentle side and his wild, primal nature, to learn his sexual repertoire, from stealthy teasing to combustible jackhammer fucking. She also had an arsenal of tricks that she intended to share. Licking her lips, she palmed her phone into the pocket of her suit jacket while looking around the sleek hotel lobby. Miriam should be back from her break at any minute. Then Cherry would be relieved of her position at the reception desk for the time it took to get a coffee and visit the bathroom. She was impatient for her colleague to return. While she scanned the list of guests still needing to check out, she mentally composed a suitably saucy message to thank Sylvan. Did it get much better than this? Cherry drew on her vape and let her head fall back against the deeply cushioned chair. Outside were peaceful, evergreen trees amid thick carpets of snow. Inside this cosy log cabin, she was relaxed and pampered. A soft white waffle robe was wrapped around her, which felt comforting against her skin. Plus, the pulsing shower she'd just taken had rendered her almost boneless. Cherry reached for her glass and brought the sparkling golden liquid to her lips. She'd drunk champagne before, but never such an excellent vintage. She felt regal, like Marie Antoinette, on whose fine breasts the shape of the glass was reputedly modelled. Her sense of pleasure and well-being was certainly multiplied by the sensations being created at the apex of her thighs. She spread her naked legs for Sylvan, who knelt with his face buried in her snatch, so he could perform magic with his tongue. Cherry was torn between closing her eyes to let his ministrations send her floating off on a cloud of toe-curling delight, and wanting to watch the eager alacrity with which he licked and sucked the precious pearl nestled between her labia. In the end, she decided she'd watch him because he was watching her. Sylvan's eyes bored into Cherry's soul, sending messages of love and devotion. He was focused, not content simply to pleasure her, and certainly not to pursue his own agenda. Rather, Sylvan seemed absolutely determined to take her to the threshold of heaven, and for this he monitored every second of her enjoyment. If his caresses did not have Cherry mewling like a baby or clawing at the bedsheets, he would redouble his efforts to inject lust and longing into her loins. The stubble of Sylvan's beard rasped against the smooth planes of Cherry's legs and her pale pink panties, which he'd pulled aside. His facial hair added an indefinable tickle and torment to her most tender folds as he lapped around the edges of her entrance, turning her pussy into a puddle of delight. You taste so good, he murmured, briefly pausing in his oral worship. As he rubbed the slick bead of her clit with his pursed lips, Cherry took a final drag on her vape and then put it aside. You make me feel glorious, she told him, sincerity in every word. You are my goddess, Sylvan proclaimed, before lifting her foot from the floor to lave around it and between her toes with his tongue. Every inch of you is edible. He extended her leg to easily suck and nibble on the pad of her big toe. When he kissed, then traced the wrinkled arch of her foot with his tongue, Cherry sighed aloud, wondering what she'd done to deserve his servitude. Yet she couldn't be surprised. Hadn't she written him an erotic sexual fantasy set in a rich woman's harem that featured the delights of having her toes sucked and nibbled by a score of devotees? Sylvan's reply to the tale had been to say that he was sure her feet were as beautiful as every other part of her. Then he promised that, when they met for the first time together, he would take each toe in his mouth and suck them in turn. He'd expressed a desire to hold her feet together, curving in around his straining cock, to grasp his shaft and pleasure him within the confines of her soft soles. Cherry wondered, as excitement tickled in her veins and plumped her pussy lips, if that would be his next move. But no. Sylvan had other plans. He released her foot and sunk his fingers into her warm heat, curling to massage her G-spot while flickering his tongue against the petals of her pussy. These moves had her clutching at the padding of her chair and pressing her pelvis to receive his questing thrusts. His oral skills had awoken nerve endings which made her hips thrust and her legs twitch in exquisite torment. Cherry bit her lip, trying not to moan too loudly as she climaxed. She let her pleasure soar, flying like a kite on the wind. She was uplifted by the endorphin rush, but more than that, the slew of emotions. She opened her eyes to gaze at Sylvan. This man had just taken her to heaven, so she thanked him with a kiss. The deepest, most passionate kiss she'd ever delivered. His soft lips were coated with her nectar, and she eagerly flicked her tongue inside his mouth to glory in the tang of her own arousal. All the time they'd been apart, but sexting and sharing elaborate fantasies, Cherry had wondered what Sylvan would be like to kiss. She would fall asleep dreaming of it some nights, yearning for the touch of his lips on hers. Now she had him here, and could cup his sweet face and pull his mouth against hers on a whim. "Thank you," her kiss conveyed. "I want you," it urged. She teased her darting tongue against his, sparring with lively movements to project her mounting desire. Sylvan lifted her as they kissed, supporting her buttocks with his hands, and Cherry wrapped her legs around his hips. "I'll never let you go," she wanted to say, while his embrace promised protection and ownership. He became a Viking warrior, laying his beloved upon a bed of fur pelts, ready to demonstrate how he'd missed her while battling overseas. Sylvan had shared this fantasy with Cherry in an email, so she knew exactly what he was thinking when her back sank into the deep pile of faux fur throws he'd spread out on the cabin floor. Sylvan stripped his shirt away with haste, revealing smooth skin and the bulge of his big cock, which pressed eagerly against the denim of his jeans. Cherry plucked at his belt buckle and helped in the quest to free him. Zips and buttons soon sprang open, and his cock could rise to attention, tenting his boxer shorts. "You're mine, wench." Sylvan's voice held a steely determination, "and I will use you as I see fit." "Yes, my lord," Cherry giggled as she writhed her shoulders to shrug off her robe. She remained sitting up, and Sylvan reached behind her to unclasp her pale pink bra. Sylvan stroked his precum up along the length of his manax before lifting Cherry onto his lap to nudge at her entrance. He lowered his mouth to hers and claimed her body at two junctures, quickly thrusting his length home. She gladly accepted his invasion of her slippery depths and locked her legs around his hips, seeking to draw him deeper. Their kiss intensified with this fusion, heat on heat, muscle within muscle. "You're tight, but I want you tighter," Sylvan grunted before he positioned her thighs together. Now he powered into her pussy with deep gouges. Cherry was eager to experience the raw girth of him, the iron hardness she'd awoken. So with enthusiastic responses and loving caresses, she determined to make him strain with need. Cherry panted as her lover bucked his hips. She was stretched by his size, but eager to take it all inside. She'd yearned all those past months to feel the demonstration of his passion. Now she moved her hips towards his, meeting his every downstroke with an upstroke. Burning female desire and lust careened through her veins until Cherry thought she must glow with arousal. The expression of loving intensity on Sylvan's face melted her heart, and she reciprocated his gaze with smouldering looks. As she bit her lip, she rocked her pelvis. Her pussy walls pulsed around the dimensions of his powerful tool. "Fuck me as hard as you like," she groaned. "Take me and make me your own." Sylvan had his thighs outside of hers. Molding and pressing handfuls of soft flesh, he grasped her buttocks in his strong, capable hands. He handled Cherry as if she was a sex doll, there purely for his pleasure, causing another of Cherry's fantasies to spring to mind. She would remain mute, biddable, submitting to every whim or desire this masterful man could dream up. While subjugating herself to every act, her arousal would escalate. If he wanted to use dildos, he should bring them on. The bigger the better. If anal was his secret wish, then she'd lie atop a pillow that tilted her ass invitingly, offering her dark whirl for the taking. Cherry's body became flushed from entertaining these fantasies, and her breathing hitched. In a rush, she returned to the moment, to the remote log cabin and the plush sheepskin rug against her back, to the man with a strong body that loomed over hers. Sylvan regarded his prize fiercely. Hunger shaped his features while his exertions made him sweat. For several glorious strokes, Cherry was held in place and pounded hard with his glistening cock. His grip guided her movements so his length could slip in and out, like a hot knife through butter. The tension built and her body sang to his rhythm and his tune. For a moment, Cherry thought Sylvan was coming, so she clenched her muscles around him. She gripped with internal throbs as he thrust, but she should have known better. This tiger had more in his tank. He was going to love her for hours to fulfill his promise, to alternately make her climb the walls from desire and have her soar over the mountains with pleasure. She pushed up to a seated position using her arms, eager to kiss him. She pressed her lips to his, thinking, "I could kiss him all day and never grow tired." But she had a plan to take control, so she sat further into his lap and they swiveled around together, never breaking their sexy connection. Now she could ride on top. Cowgirl was Cherry's favourite position, and she'd saved the best till last. Fucking herself on Sylvan's joystick, she could feel every inch of his mighty prick impaling her. Even simply rocking her hips against him sent waves of sensation rippling through her core, massaging her pussy to new heights of arousal. "Ride me, baby," Sylvan urged. She sensed the strain in his voice. Likely he couldn't hold out much longer. He was feeling so much and she wouldn't want to deny him satisfaction. She pressed her dainty hands to his muscled abdomen, hard as a rock but warm to the touch. Using his body for leverage, Cherry began rising and falling on his slippery pole. Flames of passion licked at her core, and flutters of expectation tumbled with pulsing clutches as she worked her Kegel muscles around his girth. Sylvan spurred her on with thrusts of his hips while he reached for her neat breasts, jiggling temptingly above him. His grasp was no longer tender, but when he crushed the flesh in his strong hand, Cherry's nipples awoke with a flash of pleasure slash pain that seemed hotwired to her clitoris. This bolt of sensation supercharged her with a frenzy, and she leaned back, bracing her hands against his firm thighs to rock harder and more urgently. It was building. A friction was tightening within her body. The tingle dragged from her extremities to stoke the embers at her core. She was aware of Sylvan beneath her. His bucking hips added traction to her thrusts, but her focus shifted to her climax, now dancing tantalizingly ahead, still fractionally out of reach. She ground her hips in a circular motion, rubbing her pudenda against the root of Sylvan's cock and felt expectant heat flare in her loins. Cherry bit her lip and a groan of pleasure welled up in her throat. She dragged in air, becoming lightheaded with the endorphin rush. She was unwilling for this moment to end, although the best was yet to come. "Let go," Sylvan cried out, but his voice seemed far away. Cherry was lost in the moment, suffused with colour and light. She was a spinning firefly, incandescent with all the joy and pleasurable sensations that flooded her body and raced through her veins like a drug. A reward for the climb, a medal for the race. The flickers and pulses of her climax pulled Sylvan into her as she felt the release of his white-hot seed inside. His body almost thudded as it pumped his essence into her tight channel. Sylvan groaned with satisfaction as his balls emptied their load. "Come here, my Viking lady," he commanded, causing Cherry to open her eyes. Their faces were wreathed with smiles. When she bent her head to kiss him, her blonde hair swung to tickle his cheeks. That was everything. Cherry couldn't put into words how satisfying their romp had been. A culmination of many months of teasing texts and flirtations via email. Still, she couldn't wipe the smile from her face or suppress the laughter now eager to burst from her throat. "You liked that?" Sylvan chuckled and touched loose tendrils of her hair with great gentleness. Cherry answered by drawing him closer and kissing him more deeply. She preferred to demonstrate just how much she'd enjoyed that with cuddles and caresses. Expressing her needs with words was often difficult, which is why their long, drawn-out flirtation was so well served by email and apps. Cherry had been able to share her secret fantasies in great detail. "I'm very glad it met with your approval," Sylvan continued between kisses, "because I haven't finished with you yet." "Will we do nothing but fuck this weekend?" Cherry smiled down at him, massaging the bristles of his beard with manicured fingers. "Maybe a little eating. Plenty of cuddling like this." He pulled her into a bear hug. "But predominantly fucking. Is that a problem?" Her happiness burst out as a laugh, making Sylvan's softening cock slip from the warm confines of her pussy. Their commingled fluids from their first time together began to leak from her, coating her folds with opaque essence. "We've made quite a cream pie," Cherry whispered, gazing with intensity at her lover's face. "I'll clean that up," Sylvan said. The twinkle in his eye made her stomach swoop. "Should we do this together?" Cherry suggested. Sylvan grasped her hips and lowered her body to the side of him. Each of them wriggled so that his head was level with her pussy and hers could reach his gleaming wet cock. While she loved to give a blowjob to a fully engorged, straining cock, this was an intimate expression of tenderness. Cherry coaxed his now softening length between her lips and tickled her tongue around him. Her nose and mouth were assaulted by their essence. The flavour of her natural lubricant swirled with the more salty musk of Sylvan's seed. As Cherry drew him deeper into the cavern of her mouth, she sensed his faint throb, like her touch was giving him life. She became determined to awaken his passion, for her oral skills to be the jump leads to rejuvenate Sylvan's sated desire. She redoubled her efforts, allowing gentle licks to evolve into insistent sucking. She swirled her tongue around his crown while using her lips to ease back his foreskin to reveal the smooth dome at his tip. Then she gasped and paused. Her concentration was momentarily broken by Sylvan's equally skilled tongue action. He delved into her folds, sucking and licking at the coating of creamy essence that leaked copiously. He pushed between her ass cheeks, chasing the dribble of love lotion before it could escape, making her dark sanctuary flutter with unspoken need. Now Sylvan fastened his mouth there, letting their juices come to him as he nuzzled into her soft, moist flesh. "You're killing me," she murmured, releasing his cock for a moment before drawing it back into the heat of her mouth. Sylvan's shaft was getting hard, but not so engorged that Cherry couldn't deep-throat him. She slurped him into her mouth, then relaxed her throat muscles to envelop his length before swallowing, which pressed her soft palate around his girth. His hips jerked against her face. This would have made her smile like the cat who got the cream if she hadn't needed to concentrate so hard. With her hands, Cherry began massaging and stroking his balls, cupping and smoothing them encouragingly. Her release was getting close, coaxed to a frenzy by Sylvan's insistent lapping and suckling. As the waves inside her began to draw up and expand, she panted eagerly and then released her hold on his shaft. Somehow knowing his tongue was not enough, Sylvan probed Cherry's pussy with two fingers, dipping and driving into her with a hard, insistent rhythm that she could not resist, especially when his knuckles kept bumping against her clitoris. Her gasps became ragged, wordless but encouraging. Two hands reached down to hold his head in place against her sweet spot. Finally, Sylvan latched onto the bud of Cherry's clit, sucking hard and pulling the flesh into his mouth. He agonized her with pleasure. His fingers kept fucking while his mouth kept up the pressure, sucking her bean and dabbing it with his tongue. "Like that, right there, fuck me, yeah," is what Cherry thought she said. But perhaps it was a garbled mess of words, because just then her climax hit like a tidal wave and she was lost to it. Her body twitched and her eyelids fluttered in her head. She loosened her grip on his hair as she came down from the drama of her orgasm. "That was a big one, huh?" he asked. Cherry just smiled and nodded before she drew Sylvan towards her and locked him in a passionate embrace. He tucked her head under his chin, and the scruff of his beard tickled her scalp when he spoke. "That was even better than all my imaginings." Cherry agreed. "Our first time together may have been my best time ever," she sighed contentedly. The end. If you've enjoyed this audio story, be sure to click on the film link and enjoy watching the experience in beautiful cinematic quality.